Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Crazy situation with the CAO points this year, and whether anything will ever be done about it, we don't know, do we? But one thing that is good to talk about are PLC courses, post-leaving cert courses. There are dozens of them. And a lot of people who didn't get their desired CAO points last week might be advised, or well advised, to take a look at some of them, because they can be very, very useful. Deirdre Creighton is the Access Officer at MTU. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good, thank you. There are so many of these courses out there. Tell us what they are first.
Absolutely. There are a huge array of courses within the further education colleges across the island of Ireland. But in Cork, we're very fortunate in that we do have, a large number of further education colleges providing lots of different programmes of study for students. And they can be in any discipline from art, computing, business, sport, social studies, culinary, science, engineering, you name it. There's a huge array of courses on offer. So we're very lucky in Cork. We have a number of different further education colleges. I suppose the largest in Cork City would be St. John's Central College in Sawmill Street, College of Commerce in Morrison Quay, and Colossus Stephaneifa and Tramore Road. So they would be very well recognised and have very good reputation in terms of providing further education opportunities for students.
And if you complete a PLC course and are successful at it, what opportunities does it open for you on top of a CAO points level that you might have got this year?
Yeah, well, I suppose students would, take on a PLC course or a further education course for a number of different reasons. Some would do it for, we'll say, employment opportunities, but others might consider taking it with a view to progressing on to further or higher education. So it can lead to a multiple or a range of different positive outcomes for students. Students generally at further education level study at level 5 or level 6, which is within the National Qualifications Framework. And just to kind of, I suppose, for your listeners, the level 5 is where the Leaving Cert is currently pitched within that framework. So students are studying at a level 5. If generally speaking, if they're studying for 1 year in a PLC course, it leads to a level 5 qualification. And if they study for 2 years, it leads to a level 6 qualification. So they're moving along the National Qualifications Framework. And I suppose the idea of that is that students can take a step-by-step approach and they can move from one level to the next level.
Right.
And I suppose our role within MTU is to, recognise those various levels and the various pathways that students can take and allow for that easy transition from one level to the next.
Okay. All right. Stay there, Deirdre. Let me bring in Bernie. You've been through this system, Bernie, and it worked out for you. Good morning to you.
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. So what happened?
So I suppose my own background, when I was in school, I kind of didn't have much interest in being in school, and didn't do great in my leaving cert, but I just didn't have the interest really, and I didn't put the effort in. So I suppose back in 2012, I kind of found myself in a position where I was a single parent of two boys and in a job where my hours were being cut drastically. Mm. So I suppose I was worried that I would end up with no job and I didn't have any qualifications to fall back on. So I decided to do a FITEC Level 5 course, business studies course in St. John's College in Cork. Mm-hmm. I suppose I was really anxious of doing it, that, you know, returning to education and that would I be able for it or anything like that. But I found that I was doing really well in it, and I got loads of help there, and the career guidance and the teachers there and everything, they couldn't help me enough. And from there, then there was a link from that course into MTU.
Yeah.
To do a level 6 higher certificate course in business studies. Yeah. And that was for 2 years. So I decided, right, I'm going to do this, and I finished that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go on to the next level. So mm. I went on to level 7 then. I suppose I had a choice then. We could either go down accounting, management, or marketing. So I said, right, I'll I would have been creative in school. I loved art and everything. And I said, right, marketing would be using my creative side. So from level 7, I said, right, I'll just get over that. And, you know, I found that I was doing well in that as well. So I said, right, that's it. I'm going to do 4th year now, get my level 8. So, yeah, in 2017, then I graduated with first class honours. So it really, really worked out for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm hearing in your voice is that it was much easier to do this at your own pace.
Definitely, you know, I found the step-by-step approach definitely worked for me. That if, you know, I suppose I took every year as it came, and, you know, that I'd focus on that year. And then I just progressed. I wanted to progress, you know, to the next level.
What gives you the urge to progress? It's kind of, when you did the level 5, is it that you realise, well, I've done this, now I can try something else? And then when you've done the 6, same, is that the same thing?
It basically is, really. Like, you know, I suppose I was a mature student. I did, you know, I was thinking, this is my only chance now, you know, you either do it or not. I suppose I had two boys as well. They were a big motivation for me.
Yes.
To try and do well and try and get a good job out of it in the end. Deirdre was very good to me. I worked a lot with her while I was a student, and with the mature student officer there. And I ended up getting an internship in the Access office. And then I progressed on to working in the Graduate Studies Office in MTU now, which is where I currently am.
Excellent.
So, I mean, I really have, you know, I would totally recommend people to go back to education if you're thinking about it, because you won't regret it. You can't regret getting an education, I think.
Because
you know
the points last week were just bonkers, and a lot of people were disappointed or got choice number 7 or choice number 8 in some cases. What would you say to them? Give a PLC a think, at least?
Oh, my God, definitely. I mean, do not rule it out. I mean, there's so many options out there. There's so many courses there. St. John's College, Cláiste Stéphane and College of Com, they want their students to do well as well and to progress further as well. So, I mean, not to give up, you know, there's roundabout ways of getting where you would like to be. And sometimes, you know, you might take a different route altogether. You know, you might find that you might enjoy a different aspect of what you would have wanted to do in the first place.
You might get a whole different perspective. Yeah.
I mean, I never thought, I mean, if you'd asked me years ago that I would have done marketing in MTU, and no, I would be working in there. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have believed you, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, there's ways and means of getting where you would like to be.
Yeah. She's a real success story, isn't she, Deirdre?
Absolutely, she's very regularly called upon to share her story. She's a great story.
Well, she does it. Yeah. She tells it very well, and she gives a lot of positivity and a lot of hope to people who are a little bit dark at the moment. They're struggling with the last couple of weeks and points and whatever you have yourself. There's hope there. Think about a PLC. There's loads of them out there, and you can lead to success like it did with Bernie. Thank you, Bernie Lehan, and also Deirdre Creedon, who is the access officer at MTU.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.